thank you for taking the time to listen to this life-changing message from the Ministry of Faith Bible Chapel. We hope this message will encourage you in all parts of your life. At the end of this message, you will hear more information on how to contact our church family, as well as directions for you to visit us for any of our worship services. Until then, join us for the service in progress.
Let's talk about what we as Gentiles would call a menorah, but this really isn't a menorah. This would be called a Hanukkiah because it has eight branches with the one center candle. A menorah would only have six branches with a center candle. The menorah is the symbol of the state of Israel. The Hanukkiah has the eight branches to represent the 8 days that the oil burned miraculously back in the story. In the middle, you see a candle that stands a little higher than the rest. It's called the Shamash, which means the helper or the servant candle. The Shamash is very important for us as it is a great type and shadow of Jesus in the representation of the Hanukkiah. I'm going to ask you guys to put that picture up of the Hanukkiah. I'll tell you a quick story. This morning I got a phone call about 10 o'clock. My phone rang and it says unknown, and usually when my cell phone says unknown, it's someone from Israel calling. And so I answered the phone. It was our friend Shimon, who is the guide that we use when we go with the internationals. I've spent about 40 weeks of my life in Israel with him. And he called because he had seen on Facebook that our daughter Maisie had been sick the last few weeks with gastroenteritis. And he and another lady there named Nitsa, who helps arrange our performances for us, they called and they wanted to make sure Maisie was doing okay. So he just called to check in. And his whole family was sitting around this Hanukkiah. This is their Hanukkiah in the window at their house. And they were just getting ready to light the 8th candle. So he said, here, I'm going to put you on speakerphone. And he laid the speakerphone down, and I heard him talking in Hebrew, and then I was like, okay, and whatever he said. And then he picked it up, and he said, I just want to let you know that we just prayed the blessing over the 8th candle tonight, and we prayed for Maisie. And we believe that the God who performed the miracle of the oil lasting for 8 days then would heal her today. And so I just thought that was really cool that he took the time to do that. So that's his Hanukkiah that's burnt, that was burning about 8 hours ago in Israel. Now I'm sure it's long been, flames have gone out for the night. But that would be a Hanukkiah. This would be a Hanukkiah. But the Shamash, the center candle, as I said, it's a type and a shadow of Jesus for us. You see, it's elevated a little bit higher than all the rest of the candles. Jesus told us, if I would be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. It's also the source of the light. The individual 8 candles are the recipients of the light, but the Shamash is the one that you light first. And each night you use the Shamash to pass the light on to each of the other 8 candles. For us, we need to remember that Jesus is the source of our light. We then take that light and we share it in the world, but we ourselves are not the source. Jesus is the source. So that's a little explanation about this Hanukkiah. And what we're going to do is also talk about the blessings that happen each night when that is lit. There's several blessings that are given. Yeah, come on up. Come stand here with me. There's several blessings that are lit. Then I'm going to pass this on to Neely, my love. First, they thank God, and they say, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who commands us to light the lights. They also say, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who spreads light throughout the world. And blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who is the sustainer of all light in the world. If it were not for God the Father, there would be no light in the world. And he shares his light through us, and he allows us to work alongside him to be the light of the kingdom in a world of darkness. So what a blessing that is for us. The other blessing that's said, and it's once at the beginning, the Shehechiano. The first night, they say a blessing that's called the Shehechiano, which says, blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us and preserved us and brought us to this moment at this time. So I'm going to pass off this microphone to Neely. She's going to talk to you about the power of blessing, and I'm going to go and light the Shamash.
Very cool. I love that menorah. In the beginning, God created the world, And then along comes Abraham. And the first blessing is on Abraham. I will bless you. I will keep you. And in you, all the nations of the world will be blessed. So that's the first blessing. So God sets a precedent of a really large blessing, because if you look at what happened to Abraham, his blessing was huge. I mean, really, in humanity, everyone knows who Abraham is, everyone knows who Moses is, and everyone knows who Jesus is. So he is the first person to be blessed. And God is purposeful about his blessing. Then comes Isaac, and Abraham speaks a blessing over Isaac. Then comes Jacob and Esau. And there's a tug of war over that blessing. There's warfare over it. There's warfare over their birth. And Jacob steals Esau's blessing. So now you're beginning to understand how pivotal this blessing is to who we are as people. Now comes Jacob, and he is dying, and he is blessing his sons. And the scripture says that he blessed each of them according to his own blessing. So my blessing is going to look different than your blessing. It's going to look different than your blessing. My blessing will be different. Then comes the blessing of the Levites, the Aaronic blessing, the blessing of the Aaronites, okay? And it says, the Lord will bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. Here is the biggest deal of this. When you understand what the blessing that God has blessed you with, what your calling is, and that is your blessing, and you are moving in that blessing, there is such freedom in it. There is such openness in it. There is such a fountain, a continual blessing. I have people who say to me, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. I had a woman in China put me on. I was flying standby, coming back, and she kept saying, with this puzzled look on her face, you're so lucky. Like, I don't get this. Why are you so lucky? Because more things were coming, and her supervisor was coming and helping and was loading my overweight luggage, and, you know, and she kept saying, you're so lucky. And, you know, I am so lucky. I am so incredibly blessed. And if you look back and you look at your life and you take those blessings, God really designed it so that he would bless us and our parents would instill the blessing in us. In a perfect world, that would happen. In a not so perfect world, maybe that didn't happen for you. That there was a blessing, they knew who you were, they were going to bless you with all those things that you were supposed to be. I look at the monarchy of England. Prince Charles, by Prince Philip, was educated a certain way. It was the blessing because they knew he was going to be the king of England someday. His whole life was set forward into whatever schools he was going to be, who he was going to hang out with. Everything was all that part of the blessing of whatever your trajectory is. Now, let's say that you didn't have a Cheryl in your life, that you didn't have parents that helped you stay on that trajectory course. Are you with me? Let's say you didn't have that person, okay? But still, God made you, he created you, and he has set that blessing forward in you. Do you see it? No matter what has happened here and what has happened there, God still made you, He blessed you. He will bless you. He will continue to bless you. And all those things of the past, all the curses of the past, have got to be cut off. Don't give them any more blood or thought. You've got to cut them off and go forward with the things that God has blessed you with. If you don't know what it is, I'll tell you the first one. If you get up in the morning and you're brushing your teeth and you went potty, you're good to go. You're alive. You're alive. Go do. Go be. So I pray over you that the Lord will cause his face. That means that you're looking at him. Because if you're not looking at him, he can't shine on you. And when he shines on you, other people will see it. They can't, you cannot avoid it. When Moses comes down from the mountain, his face was so radiant. Ask the Lord to be so radiant on you. And the blessings of the Lord will flow through you. Cut the curses out. You don't need them. Don't dwell on them. It doesn't matter. If you get to get up in the morning and you're alive, then you're blessed.
Several of us have been assigned to say a blessing with each candle. And as a follow-up or in tandem with Neely, the Hebrew word for blessing is barak. And barak, what sometimes we don't understand, is a conditionary word or action. It's conditionary to the revealed will of God in the earth. So when we speak a blessing, we're speaking a blessing for the restoration, just as they were speaking of God's will and God's name in the earth. And anything that is opposed to that doesn't receive a blessing. We understand blessing in a positive form, but barak means whether blessing positive or cursing. It means both. And the conditionary action or word is God's revealed will in the earth. So in our accord with that, we speak blessing. And from that momentum, we articulate. And blessing is the part, beloved, that actuates by speech the momentum of God's Spirit. By speech. That's the blessing. So I felt like I get to light the very first candle, which is subsidiary to Jesus as the light, and I am a subsidiary part of him. And I'm very excited because I felt like God wanted me to say a blessing over the unity of Faith Bible Chapel. That's what he wanted me to pray. And speak a blessing. And to understand the first candle is Ahad. Ahad is loosely translated as one, or the first. But it's first, that's not really the meaning. That's what we come to realize. That's what it comes to mean. It begins with a process. And the first mention of Ahad, the first mention of it, is when the evening and the morning became Ahad day, one day. Two separate opposing powers opposite that become one. Then the next time in kind, it says man and woman, two opposite expressions become one. That one is Ahad. God refers to himself as I am one. One means unit. A composition of many into one. What is the composition of God? He is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? And so we find that in him. So when I speak of Ahad, the revealed will of Jesus to us as his church, in this church, is that he prayed that we would be Ahad as he is Ahad with the Father. And he invited us to be in a part of their ahad. And the reward that he gave was that we would receive his glory and shine, so that the glory is the evidence of his blessing. So, now, anytime, everybody has to be a part this evening. Not one person, not one part can be outside of our ahad this evening, right? So anytime you said a blessing publicly, the people of God would respond publicly, and they would say, amen. So when a truth is spoken or a blessing is spoken, the people of God would say, amen. So whoever's going to say a blessing up here, the people of God have a part, and it is to respond, if you so agree, is with amen. So, Jesus isn't this hard. Is this how we were going to do it? Okay, here we go. You got to work at it. Okay, I'm going to say a blessing. Bless are you, Lord God, King and ruler of the universe, who is Ahad. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bless Faith Bible Chapel as this prophetic act. Let it so trigger an energy to bring us as one unit force made up of many with a singular expression of your glory in Arvada. Beloved. Thank you.
May God bless Arvada. May he ever be with his people, with his children, protecting them, putting angels around about them. May he bless our marriages and our families. May he protect our schools and our roads. May he put a light and a fire inside us that we would be a light into our community. In Arvada, may we be a blessing to our neighbors, and may we ever shine like Matthew 5 says.
The third candle that we're going to light tonight, the blessing that we're going to speak forth is the blessing over America. That America, that a light would go forth in America to change our nation. In that video, it said, just one candle can illuminate the world. Just one person can illuminate America. One person who makes the decision to put forth their foot of righteousness to change our nation. So tonight, I speak a blessing over America, that God's light would come back and shine on us, that we would shine forth to the nations.
The fourth candle, if you look in the Bible, the number four represents the number of the earth. And so I just want to speak a blessing that the gospel of Jesus Christ will go forth to the four corners of the earth. It was so interesting to listen in that video how Mattathias really stood up for what was right, and as a result, we have the Jewish people, and ultimately we have Jesus. And that is the result of that. We have the gospel because Mattathias took a stand. So as a result, Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would bless the four corners of the earth. Father, that you would send forth the ambassadors that carry the light of the gospel, and God, they would walk into those places that have been unreached, that have never heard the name of Jesus. And God, I pray that they would go forth in power and in courage, and that they would stand for what is right no matter what they are standing in front. Lord, I pray that those who are facing persecution, God, right now will experience courage like never before. And Father, that the gospel will go forth in power. God, I pray for the children that are represented right here in this room. God, the children that are going to grow up, the next generation. I pray, Jesus, that you would plant courage in them. I pray that you would plant a passion for Jesus Christ, and that this next generation at Faith Bible Chapel would rise up, and these kids would also go out and reach the four corners of the earth. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray for each person in this room, God, that you will bless them with courage in their four corners. God, their four corners, their areas of influence. God, the places that maybe I cannot reach, Lord, but someone else can. Father, I ask that you will give them a heart that breaks for what breaks your heart. And God, that they will see their neighbors, and that the gospel will go forth in the neighborhoods and in the streets, God, in Colorado and all throughout the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
So in Hebrew, the number 5 represents grace or redemption. So I felt like the Lord put on my heart today, for those of us who are here tonight who have family members who need salvation, who have children that need to know Jesus for the first time, or have children who are prodigals who've known Jesus and walked away, they need to come back, who need to have aunts and uncles and cousins, friends, anyone who has someone who needs to know Jesus. Father, we pray blessing of salvation and redemption would come upon every family member, every friend, and every person that anyone in this room knows, that your salvation, your grace, and your redemption would come to pass on their lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I believe God wants to bless families this evening. He wants to bless men and women who are fathers, husbands, sons, mothers, daughters, and wives. I believe he wants to bless us so that we can stand for righteousness, just as Mattathias did. And I believe he wants to make a way for us in this dark world. So, Father, we just come before you and we ask in Jesus' name that our families be blessed with fathers, sons and husbands who will stand for what is right. God, with mothers, daughters, and wives who will support and also stand in your righteousness. And God, we trust you to make a way in this dark world for our families. In Jesus' name.
I get to do Israel. Normally my mom does it, but today I get to do it. So 7 is completion. And when you look at history and you look at the Jewish nation and you look at Israel and you look at the history of the Jews, and it's just so fraught with human sacrifice for what they believe. And when you look at prophecy and when you look at what's going to happen more, it doesn't go well for them, poor things. It just is really, parts of it are dismal. And yet, God accomplishes it through the suffering. So in every life, there has to be some. Otherwise, you just don't get everybody else around you. So I get to pray for Israel, and this is what I will pray. I will pray for God's mercy. mercy on his people. For the veil to come down. For an understanding of Jesus, of Yeshua. For the miraculous to happen. For their understanding that he suffered and that he did pay the price, as Isaiah says. Lord, we come before you, Father, on behalf of a nation who's hurting and who needs to believe in your Son as Messiah. And Lord, I know that you're showing people, and it's a small trickle, but Lord, your word so clearly says that on that day, they will all see. They will all see. And so, Father, we bring the seed of Jacob before you, and we ask for mercy on their behalf. We ask that you would pour out mercy on their behalf, O Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Number 8 is representation of covenant. And our covenant-keeping God, who made a covenant with Israel, who made a covenant with Mattathias, who continued, is the same God who performs miracles. And when my mom called us and said, I want you guys to think and pray over a blessing, immediately, these things came to me. And I want you to just hang with me for 2 minutes while I read this. Daniel 4:3, his miracles are staggering, his wonders are surprising, his kingdom lasts and lasts, his sovereign rule goes forever. Mark 11:20, in the morning when they were passing along, they noticed that there was a fig tree was withered away at its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, Master, look, the fig tree which you doomed withered away. And Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God constantly. Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. So tonight, I am speaking a blessing over Faith Bible Chapel that we will be a people who believes in the miraculous, that we will not walk in doubt, that we will not let things go away, that we will not be the people who says that was for then, but we will be a people who says it is for now, and we will be a congregation that sees the miraculous happen. I am speaking it in the name of Jesus, the blessing to see the miraculous, to see cancer disappear, to see people walk again, to see the blind see. He does it today. He does it today, and it is happening rapidly around it, and I don't want to be a congregation that misses it. So I speak, God, your blessing, that we would have faith to move mountains, that we would have faith to see the miraculous happen, that we would have faith in the covenant-keeping God who said, I work miracles. I do what I say I will do. And we will walk forth in confidence and in faith in the mighty name of Jesus.
You know, I was sitting over there looking at the Hanukkah where I was looking. It was like right in front of the Christmas tree. I don't care what you think about Christmas trees. That Christmas tree is about the coming of the Lord, and we decorated that baby because we're celebrating the birth of Christ. So That's what that tree's about. I don't care what you think about Christmas trees. That's what that one's about. And the one that's in my home, that's what that one's about. I celebrate when I put that thing up and I say, Lord, I love you and thank you for your first coming. And I'm praising you and looking forward to your second coming. So tonight, as we have heard the blessings of the Lord being spoken over to us, let's just on the count of three say amen for all of them. One, two, three. Amen. Now, just like every Jewish feast, and there's a reason for this, there's something holy about eating together. We have latkes and sufganiyot and some candy back there for everybody to have. They represent oil. They're all dripping in oil. And this is, it's okay. This is okay. This will not bother your cholesterol. Because it's part of celebrating that God multiplied the oil. So that's what that's on Hanukkah. That's what is eaten: a latke, potato latke, and a good old donut. That's what they really are, and some candy. So as we close tonight, please everybody put it in your pockets. There's a lot of it because of the weather. We have a lot more than we needed. So just put it in your pockets, put it in your purse. I don't care what you do with it. And then for all of you brave souls, after we've fellowshipped for a while, we're going to go over to the prayer chapel and we're going to pray for Israel.
We hope that this message has spoken something personal to you. If you would like more information about our church family or service times, please call us at 303-424-2121 or visit us at our website, www.fbci.org. Faith Bible Chapel currently meets in our Family Worship Center, located on the corner of 62nd Avenue and Ward Road.